So, here we go.
I don't really care about the facts and details.
Yo! Come on!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Think Big, Think Loud with Livingston and Selby's mini episode number 4, a tribute to Jack. I've been planning on doing this episode for a while now, and finally have found the time to at least put together a mini episode of Jack's best moments. There are some of her best moments. There's plenty more that you can go back and listen to. All those episodes are still available under Think Big, Think Loud on Spotify and several other platforms, Google Podcast, Apple. But you can still listen to the those. But I kind of text my new partner, Lynn, throughout the day. And I was driving and something popped in my head, and I sent him a text. I said, okay, so I'm constantly thinking about something, but sometimes out of nowhere, shit just pops into my thoughts. Okay, so here it is. Jack, years ago, legally changed her name. Her middle name is Lynn. She went with Jack because together they're a female name, Jacqueline or Jacqueline. Jack was my first partner on the podcast, and then Lynn. I said, just seems too exact to be just a coincidence. Kind of unique, at least. I just thought that was a little crazy. But anyway, I have put together some of the funnier moments of Jack on the podcast, and you can listen to that now. It'll be right up.
So, here we go.
Here we are with IMO, in my opinion, with Jack and Joey. I would be Jack.
I'm Joey.
And we would like to dedicate our very first podcast to Ozzy Rodriguez, who is my stepfather and your very best friend, who passed away Indeed. In October of 2020. From pancreatic cancer. Too soon. Only 61.
Yes, and, way too soon.
If he was here right now, he would definitely be listening and loving every minute of our banters. He'd have his, little thing going on in the back of his head, too. He'd be rolling his eyes and,
He would definitely roll his eyes.
So, yeah, something, like that. There.
Yes. We'd be getting looks left and right from him.
IMO, episode 2. Jack and Joey here with you. All right. Yep.
All right.
I have to honestly say, Joey, that I really thought when you said something about this topic that you were going to go on the don't step on the crack or you break your mom's back thing. Okay. I was not expecting no Bigfoot. Like,
well, we haven't got there yet. But
or maybe you were mentioning, when I had that conversation with you about the fact that I thought I was going to catch on fire and burn if I stood at a church door when I was younger. I mean, I thought we were going to go.
It all goes to that. I mean, not just Bigfoot, but, the other one that I looked at was Flat Earth.
Oh,
now this one really throws me for a loop because I just find it really hard to believe that there is a society of people that believe the Earth is flat.
And you need to tell me that this is real.
This is real. They have their own web. They have their own website. In fact, I'm on their website fact page right now, and here is their opening paragraph.
All I got to say is that they must believe that 4 ounces is equal to 4 pounds. They've got to, okay? And on that subject, I just have to let you know that my sister did listen to our last podcast and did say to me, the chickens turned out delightful. And no, she did not go get rotisserie chicken from Sam's Club. So it is safe. But I'm really thinking that 4 ounces equals 4 pounds on the flat world society, Earth society.
They, to the point where we're just depressed.
Animals. We are Bigfoot.
But where is the other one? Okay. 5 strange beliefs you never knew existed.
I probably have all of them. There is a point to our existence. It's called Star Trek. Okay. We will get there. We will be Star Trekking.
Well,
okay. So here, did you hear, Joey, that Krispy Kreme in their attempts to help the United States become a healthy, COVID-free living society, they're giving a free donut away to anybody who gets the vaccine.
Yeah, it's a free donut every day for a year.
So instead of them, or instead of us dying underneath a phlegmy pneumonia, Krispy Kreme has decided that they will contribute to our deaths cardiovascular.
And diabetes.
And we will either die from a heart attack or a stroke, which, by the way, heart conditions are the number one. Heart disease is the number one cause of death in the United States. Even with COVID, it is still number one in the United States. So thank you, Krispy Kreme, for thinking of us and continuing our tradition.
Let's face it. The population is too dense as it is. It's explosive. We're gonna run out of resources unless they figure out some way to kill a bunch of us off. And
COVID.
Yeah, I think that's the design. You know, that's what they have. They're not gonna come out and admit it. No. They're going to do this stuff to show that they're taking care of us, but it's really just to control us because the population is so explosive. If they don't do something, we're going to run out of resources. We're all going to starve to death. So,
well, thank you, Krispy Kreme, for making sure we're not going to starve to death too. I mean, I appreciate that. Like, totally.
Anyway, how today's Catholics wear a cross around their neck. Well, at that time, people would wear a penis on a chain around their neck.
Oh my God. Hey, Joey, I know what I want for Christmas. And I wanted to have like really, really big wings, okay? Can I have like the biggest wings ever?
Well, you wanted to be able to fly, you know.
As I said, I'm off at 2. Monday through Thursday, I'm off at 2. Okay. And then as she's typing, because I hear her typing, she says, all right, so Monday through Thursday, you're off at 3:30. What? I'm like,
Oh, God.
Anyhow, end of the conversation, you know, is I finally bring her around after a second time or a third time. I'm sorry, because then I said, no, I said 2. So then she says, okay, so 2:30. All right. 2. Oh, okay. 2. So I finally bring her around to where she's supposed to be, right?
Oh my God, what the heck was she doing? I mean,
this is a person who was listening really well. Okay, then I talked to Candace. She calls me and we're talking. She's on break. Then I go through this experience with her. I said, yeah, I'm still not able to get into my computer because when she left in the morning, I was, frustrated because I wasn't able to get in. And she's like, you still can't get in? I'm like, no. And I'm like, and this is what's happened, blah, 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 blah. And I'm talking about people who are listening, right? So I said, yeah. And so then I told this person I'm off at 2. And then she said, okay, you're off at 3:30. And then she's like, uh-huh. And I was like, no, not uh-huh. Did you just hear what I said? And she's like, what? God. I'm like, oh, see, this is it. People don't listen.
No,
they do not listen.
I run
into
that every day. I see it every day, and it's a huge problem,
And then I'm trying to explain my experience to somebody who, again, is not listening.
But in a fast food drive-thru, taking a little longer to order, people can get a little out of line. I read this story this morning about a guy that experienced some rudeness while in line at McDonald's through the drive-through somewhere around the cities. He was taking a little longer to order, and the lady behind him wasn't happy about it. She hung her head out the window, flipped him off, and swore at him. What would you do? This guy had a great response. He paid for his food and her food, too. He then drove up to the second window, showed both receipts, took his food and the food the rude woman ordered. So he took them both. And he then yelled back at her, "Get back in line, Karen."
Well, that was good. Thanks for listening. Until next time, think big, think loud.